This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, normally we would have Mr. Zimmerman, who is doing something else somewhere else, but joining us tonight from both The Truth About Guns and Gun Safe Lives is John Bosch. John, I always get this wrong. Is it Guns Save? There's two websites with the same sort of name. Which one is yours?
We are Guns Save Life. L-I-F-E.
Thank you.
Guns Save Life.
I don't know why I thought I was getting that wrong, but I was right that I was wrong, huh?
You're not the first person. Originally, we wanted Gun Save Lives, but it was taken by another organization way back when. And when it came up for sale, we missed it. But in the meantime, we had incorporated under Gun Save Life, which we've grown to love and enjoy. It makes a statement and names us all at the same time.
Yeah. I sort of like that, though. It's more like that's almost more epic than Guns Save Lives. Yes, okay, that's a good statement. Guns Save Lives, but Guns Save Life, that could be its own TV show.
yes, indeed.
So we're
on cable, though.
Yeah. So now, Guns Save Life. You are primarily located and do a lot of work in Illinois.
We do heavy lifting right here in Illinois, People's Republic thereof.
So we're going to cover a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's going to be sort of like the old wedding thing, something old, something borrowed, something blue. I don't even know the rhyme. So where would you like to take off?
Well, holy cow. My goodness. So we have fun here at Gun Save Life. We defend your right to defend yourself in a deep blue state like Illinois. You need people out there doing just that. And to our credit, we have a lot of good gun rights organizations here in Illinois. We've got the Illinois State Rifle Association, of course, Gun Save Life. Illinois Carry's got an internet forum that advocates for gun rights. We've got a number of smaller organizations, but we do grassroots. We have 7 monthly meetings in cities across Illinois each and every month, attended by between 50 and 150 people, depending on the location in the month. And we have a lot of fun and really enjoy making lemonade out of lemons. And there's plenty of lemons here in Illinois. But in addition to doing our meetings, we've got our website, we've got our monthly gun news periodical, and we've been getting involved in lawsuits lately, and we recently won a lawsuit against the village of Deerfield, who changed a local ordinance to ban America's favorite rifle and modern sporting rifles like it, and also ban magazines over the 10-round capacity. And we filed suit against them. We won our injunction blocking enforcement of their ordinance, and they filed their appeal 3 days late. Oh, what a shame that was.
Which means that's over with and you win by default, or what does that mean?
I think that means it's over with by default. The court could always allow them to submit their brief in the appeal late, but it's very unusual for that to happen. There usually has to be some extenuating circumstances, like the court was unavailable for filing briefs and appeals and so forth because of maybe like flooding or
terrorism. Act of God. Or,
aircraft flies into the courthouse, you know, something like that. But just because the Brady campaign's lawyers and the Clinton-tied law firm of Perkins Coie couldn't get Deerfield's appeal filed on time, and in fact it was 3 days late, I don't see that happening. I told you we have fun.
So, bunch of wailing and gnashing of teeth going on over this, or are they just are they taking it well, or how are they handling that one?
They're not taking it well, but their hands are pretty much tied at this point. And furthermore, the revised ordinance that they did in a very unconstitutional sort of way to kind of wink in a nod way to move this gun ban and magazine ban into play in their city, there's not a lot they can do with it. And they have to contend with an Illinois Supreme Court unanimous decision from a couple of months ago that says you can't have a categorical ban on firearms because that violates the Second Amendment under Heller and McDonald and all that good stuff. And that particular unanimous decision applied to stun guns, which Illinois Supreme Court ruled are in common use. And my logic tells me that if stun guns, as obscure as they are here in the state of Illinois, are in common use, then you can darn sure bet America's favorite rifle that are just almost ubiquitous across Illinois, certainly outside of Cook County anyway, you can bet those are in common use, and that Deerfield ban that they passed would not survive constitutional muster on its face to begin with. So, you know, they're screwed there in Deerfield, but I'm not shedding a lot of tears for them.
Oh, well. They don't deserve any. They don't deserve it. I've never held elected office, right? But if I did hold elected office, the first thing I would do is if I was trying to pass a law, the first thing I would do would be to find out, if I pass this, is there any way they're going to be able to take this back? Are they going to have to make me take it back? Is this legal for me to do? I don't want to do anything that's illegal. And, you know, that's because I'm a, you know, an originalist when it comes to the Constitution. But having said all that, I would never think to myself that I can get out there, if I'm a mayor of a little city, that I can get out there and go against preemption or have my own little fife or something, because that's just doomed. That's a doomed proposition.
I agree. It's just plain silly. And we filed the suit a while back last year before the ban took effect. I think it took effect last summer. And I had I remember one memorable experience with, I think it was a Chicago Tribune reporter, and she asked me, she's like, the village board there voted unanimously to pass this change in the ordinance. She says, why can't you guys just respect that village's wishes? Because, I mean, it wasn't even a close vote. She said it was unanimous. And I said, you know, looking back 100 years, there were plenty of communities who passed Jim Crow laws unanimously, and that doesn't necessarily make them right, and just as this doesn't make it right today. And
nope.
That's why we filed this suit, because the village of Deerfield is trying to disenfranchise its residents and guests and people doing business there. It's
were they accusing
right.
you of being a bully?
Of course.
All right, we're coming up on the first break. Tell everybody where they can find you, the various ways that you are putting the word out there, please.
We are at gunsavelife.com, GUNSSAVELIFE.com. And we're also all throughout Illinois. We've got our sign program on the interstate. You'll see us everywhere if you're traveling through Illinois on our highways and byways.
In addition to being a writer at truthaboutguns.com. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look.
Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The home of the at-one thumb hole stocker is what I, or as I call it, the answer. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking with John Bosch of Gun Save Life, Truth About Guns. Is that all you do? I mean, that's plenty.
Oh, man, I got a pair of new twins that came into this world last November. And,
yeah,
my life is you would not believe.
Wall to wall, wall to wall.
And we teach, too. We just this last weekend, the training group that I'm associated with, GSL Defense Training, we offered a free class for educators here in Central Illinois. So we held a two-day class this last weekend. They shot about 250 rounds, learned the fundamentals of safety and a little bit of tactics and all about the law and everything. And took a bunch of educators who were neutral to mildly opposed to guns, very much outside of their comfort zone, and broke them into shooting, and they all had a fabulous time, and high praise at the end of the class on the evaluations and before they left. It was a great weekend bringing another 38 to 40 people into the gun owner community, so to speak.
So where would you like to go next? What would you like to point out for us next?
Holy cow, there's so much going on. How about
sure.
the Democratic clown car circus of people running for president?
Yeah.
Who do you think's gonna win? Do you think it's one of these clowns that are already in it, or you think it's gonna be somebody new come along? What's your thoughts?
I don't know. The last time, I mean, when Trump was running, Trump separated himself really fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he always
True.
Stood out the whole time, and he looked good the whole time he was running. So I don't see anybody on the Democratic side doing it. Everybody that wants to, you know, you got Willie Brown's side chick, Harris, out there. She's going to do stuff that already exists. You got Spartacus. Spartacus is out there just knowing that he called himself Spartacus. Well, I don't know. Then you got Joe Biden, who is the diversity party, and they're using an old septuagenarian white guy. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do, and I don't know how they're going to do it. I just think every time I'm real happy with them. I'm happy with the Democratic Party. I mean, I hope everybody out there understands nothing's going to move as long as they're in charge of the House.
I think you're right on that anyway, and I think suppressors are pretty much dead. I know the Supreme Court rejected a challenge to the suppressor regulation today or yesterday. And
well, now that was the Kansas thing, right?
Yes, that was the Kansas.
Now let me ask you a question on this, okay? Simply because I look at all precedents as a two-edged sword. I look at all law as a two-edged sword.
True.
So if they had allowed Kansas to say, well, we decided to put a law out there saying that if we did this and did it in state, that federal law would not apply. If they did that, if they allowed that to be a part of the fact pattern, wouldn't that make all of this New Jersey gun control and Illinois gun control and all these other guys out there that really abuse the Second Amendment, really abuse the Heller decision, the McDonald decision, wouldn't that sort of give them a little air of credence if states can get out there and go against the Bill of Rights?
You've got a point there, a very good point. I'm not sure that was the exact nature of the case, but I'll take your word for it. I'm not that up on it. I do think, though, that I think Trump's talk of looking at regulating or banning suppressors is nothing more than just talk. And I think it's just distracting the people that are easily distracted, such as the mainstream media and the Democrats, keeping them all over the map. And I think in the end, nothing's really going to happen. And for all those people that talked about the bump stocks getting banned under Trump's watch, you know, I personally believe to this day that Trump knows the manner in which the bump stocks were banned was improper and unconstitutional. It's just a matter of time until a court challenge reverses that. And in the meantime, he's moved on with his agenda while everybody was all worried about an inconsequential bump stock ban.
Well, and Trump's a master of misdirection. I wonder about that sometimes. I wonder if that was just not part of his misdirection.
Very much so. And getting back to the presidential race, I predict Michelle Obama enters the race and becomes the front runner almost instantly.
Well, yeah, that could be. I love that. I've heard lots of people talk about how qualified she is to be president. Well, she's as qualified as her husband was, but I mean,
you got a point there.
I live in South Carolina. When our president went out on an Appalachian Trail hike, but it turned out to be he was hooking up with his mistress down in South America. Mm-hmm. Everybody was talking about his wife taking over the governorship.
Why?
And I was just like, what did she do to be a good idea for governor? What did she do?
It wasn't besides, like the people of South Carolina were electing a couple as governor.
No. So,
no.
Yeah, I always like it when the wives, I guess the pillow talk does it. That's the education they get, because got to know that they're hearing all kinds of stuff. I'm almost certain of it.
Oh, I have no doubt. But then again, there's other ones where the sons take over. If I don't know if you remember off the top of my head, but if you remember, kids taking over as well at times. And,
sure.
You know, it's like it's like North Korea or something, only on a congressional district or something. And I just don't understand that.
Everybody wants to be the Kennedy family.
Yes, they do.
Everybody wants to be the Kennedy family.
But nobody wants to be the Bushes today.
No. I wouldn't want to be one of the Kennedys. I mean, they got a horrible track record just from living. You know, everybody goes after them. But that's all beside the point. I don't want to get off into that.
Coming up on the next break
with John Bosch from Gun Save Life and truthaboutguns.com. And he's got those two twins that are running around like loose cannons right there in the middle of his house. So... Where can they find the stuff you do?
GunSaveLife.com or TheTruthAboutGuns.com.
John is a prolific writer at TruthAboutGuns.com as well. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats are trying to prevent President Trump from being able to redirect Defense Department funding to construct his border wall. Democrats have filed an amendment that would prohibit the president from using national defense funds for the U.S.-Mexico border wall. A 22-year-old gunman is dead in an exchange of gunfire with federal officers outside a federal building in downtown Dallas. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The shooting occurred shortly before 9 after the building had opened for the day. The man fired several shots at the courthouse but did not strike anyone. Matt DeSarno of the Dallas FBI office identified the gunman.
Shortly after the incident began this morning, officers from the Federal Protective Service engaged a shooter who was later identified as Ryan Isaac Clyde. He was taken to Baylor Hospital and pronounced deceased on scene.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to John Bosch from, is it Bosch or Bach?
It's Bach, but I won't hold it against you.
Well, I want to pronounce it right. Hey, listen, my last name gets mispronounced all the time. So I hate it when I do it to somebody else. So John, joining me now is John Bach of Gun Save Life and the Truth About Guns. We're talking about just whatever is on his mind right now. So with as much that is going on, what else would you, where would you like to go?
Well, let's talk about FOID cards. Illinois has the wonderful FOID card requirement for gun owners. And
FOID stands for what? Firearm Ownership ID? Is that what that is?
Yes. Firearms Ownership Identification Cards is what they issued everybody. And we got some good news early last year. A judge in Southern Illinois ruled that the FOID Act was unconstitutional because of its unconstitutionally overbroad provisions and the fact that you couldn't keep a FOID card on your person 24/7 as the law requires. And the law would require you to have your FOID card on your person while you're taking a shower, for instance, the judge noted in one of his reports. And, of course, the Illinois Attorney General took that and appealed that decision from Southern Illinois to the Illinois Supreme Court because he couldn't let that decision stand. And the woman in the case brought on an attorney by the name of David Siegel to represent her case, And the Illinois Attorney General filed their brief in that appeal at the end of April. And David Siegel, his deadline for his brief was May 31st, and he missed his deadline, and he did not file a rebuttal or a brief in that case, rebutting the state's position, appealing, and we're terribly concerned that the state might essentially win by default if Mr. Siegel is not allowed to submit his brief late. So that has us worried a little bit.
Now, that is so fundamentally, I mean, nowadays, isn't it sort of not, I mean, that's just snatching defeat from the jaws of victory there, right?
That's exactly what it is. And this woman, Vivian Brown, the defendant originally, she was offered the NRA's dream team attorneys, including a former United States Solicitor General, to represent her at no charge in the matter of this appeal to the Illinois Supreme Court, because obviously the NRA recognized the case for what it was. An opportunity to get rid of the FOID card for Illinois' 2.5 million gun owners. And she instead went with this David Siegel fellow at the, I suspect, recommendation of a particular gun rights activist down there in southern Illinois, who I think was lining herself up to get all the credit if the FOID card was overturned. But in the end, she may be getting all the credit for recommending an attorney whose performance has been less than optimal so far. And we're kind of worried. The bright spot, or making lemonade out of lemons, if you will, is that we at Gun Safe Life had filed a facial challenge to the FOID Act a few short weeks ago. That case is migrating its way through the courts at the speed of smell, of course, as it usually does. But there is hope at the end of the tunnel that we'll get a ruling, a favorable ruling. But just the fact that the Siegel fellow completely missed the deadline that he knew about for 5 months is appalling and has left us concerned and we just don't know what to make of this, to be honest with you.
That's one of those. That's one of those unforced errors that everybody looked at. That's like when Bill Buckner booted that round ball through his legs, and you know that's.
It's just like the village of Deerfield submitting their appeal 3 days late. It's just, you said it. It's an unforced error, and those things are quite often costly, especially when it comes to the Supreme Court level of briefs and all this kind of stuff. The courts don't have a lot of sympathy for people who say that the dog ate my homework.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that the level of attorney that gets something in front of a Supreme Court, any Supreme Court. Now, this was the Illinois Supreme Court?
The Illinois Supreme Court, yeah. Yes, sir.
And I would imagine that's not something that every attorney does on a regular basis, right? That's one of those rarefied things.
But so, this guy's been there before. This guy was the sidekick, if you will, for Alan Gurr in the McDonald decision. This guy's had a number of cases go up at the appellate court level, both federal and state, and the state Supreme Court, as well as obviously the federal Supreme Court with the McDonald decision. And so he knows the ropes. And another thing, he argued about the Cook County assault weapons ban in the Wilson case and kind of whiffed on the oral arguments on that. And he kind of had a bad oral argument in another gun-related case up there in the Cook County area that the court ruled against him because his case or his latest filing wasn't any different than an earlier filing. But this guy knows the rules. He should know that you need to submit your briefs in a timely manner. And if he had submitted a good brief in a timely manner, he could have won this case and he'd be set for life. this would have been a career-defining moment, getting the Floyd Act overturned. And with this guy as the sole counsel on this case, he would have been a hero for all ages. And instead, he failed to file his brief in a timely manner.
Give me the guy's phone number. I'll offer to voice his ambulance chasing commercials he's got coming up.
Do not know it, but if you Google David Siegel, S-I-G-A-L-E, you will find it.
Yeah, well, I would imagine from here on out he's going to be like, did you have an accident at work? Well, I can help you. And in the background he'll have nothing but calendars up there with the same date on it, just circled and everything else. And
I think the tickler for the date was misconstrued by somebody somehow in his office to be some kind of other tickler that was unrelated to reminders of important briefs that are due. I don't know what happened. He's got a small, he's the only attorney there at that office.
Right.
And I just don't get how you forget about something that could be the biggest case in your career.
I don't know. I don't either. Coming up on the next break, talking to John Bach from Guns Save Life and Truth About Guns. Tell them how they can find you, please, sir.
Guns Save Life, LIFE.com and PTAG.
DTag.com. When we get back, some more of this fun stuff. That one right there, that's one for the ages. I mean that's something you never live down. That's,
yeah.
I feel bad for the guy. I feel bad for the guy, but I feel bad for the wasted opportunity too. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to John Bach from Gun Save Life, truthaboutguns.com, and a few other things that he does. Anyway, as we end this hour, sir, where would you like for us to go?
I don't know. Let's roll the dice and see what you want to call.
Okay. You want me to pick it, or you? I thought you were going to lob some things my way.
Oh, no. I'm going to let you pick it, and we'll just roll with it and see what happens.
Did you see, and this is coming out of Connecticut, there was a kid that was setting up to do a rampage killing at his school.
Mm-hmm.
About the same time as the latest rampage killing that we had. And, well, you know how we have red flag orders right now, where if you get out there and you're watching TV and, you know, you hate the New England Patriots and you look at that and you're like, you know, if Tom Brady was here right now, I'd blow a wound canoe right in his head with my trusty pistol. And everybody in your family looks at you like this, and then they call the cops if you have a red flag order regime in your place. And
especially your mother-in-law, yes. I don't want my grandkids around those guns.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
So they're going to call and do a red flag order on you. And at the same time, in this Connecticut area, in this jurisdiction, they're asking questions right now. Can we charge him with anything because he didn't do anything? Do you find that ironic? Because this guy had his manifesto. He had his new shotgun and everything else. He was going through the five steps these guys go through before they, you know, the four steps prior to the actual fifth step, which is when they do their rampage killing. He was doing all that stuff, and they interceded. They caught him. They got a tip, and they stopped him. And they're asking the question.
Surely they can find something. I mean, gosh, there's a lot of laws in the books, and they don't have a problem finding charges around here. But I will say those posts that I put up about the red flag law at the Truth About Guns were some of the most commented upon stories that have ever been posted there. And a lot of people obviously reacted viscerally to it, everything from how to prepare for a red flag order by spreading your guns around to trusted friends or relatives, and or the post that I put up saying, you know, a red flag order is not worth dying for. You let the police take the guns, hire an attorney, show up at the court hearing 10 days later, you know, let them see that you're a well-balanced individual, the whole thing will go away, and you get your guns back, as opposed to telling the cop at the front door, hell no, I'm not opening the door from my cold dead hands kind of thing. And it seems to me there's a lot of chest thumping on the internet about people saying, oh, I'm not going to give up my guns, the cops show up at my house.
Well, but I mean, that, after they pass a law, that's really, you're past that now. You should have been fighting the law prior to its passage. And now you're past that. Now, one thing that I'm waiting to see, and I would love to know your take on this. I know a lot of these companies that have, well, I know a few of them. There's not that many. But you know these companies that have your legal defense fee, you know, your legal defense set up, second call defense, USCCA, all these other guys. I'm waiting for one of these guys to add this to them, because isn't it more likely? There's two that have actually added red flag orders to them.
There are two that will defend you in a red flag hearing, U.S. Law Shield, and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association has just added it as well within the last 3 or 4 weeks. And it's not formally in the policy yet for USCCA, but their representative told me that they revamp the policies once a year, and this coming year it will be included. But in the meantime, anybody suffering a red flag order against them can call USCCA. They've got a little process where you can apply for a grant to cover the legal bills, and they will pay for an attorney to represent you at that red flag hearing to get your guns back. And I've been encouraging people, if you think there's the slightest chance that you might be the victim of a red flag hearing, and I am from Illinois, where we have a red flag law that was ironically passed in part thanks to some pro-gun people who tried to make a bad bill a little less bad and gave it a few more votes and helped it get over the top.
Yeah.
I have some of that coverage just in case somebody files one of these orders against me. And, frankly, I'm taking steps to prepare for that in advance. And I posted a picture of the flower bed in front of the Deerfield Village Hall as a fine place to plant some flowers and some other things in the springtime, with all these red flag orders floating around, you know, PVC yeah. pipe and PVC glue and all that kind of stuff.
Right. How would that, and I don't know. So, like, if you have a red flag order come down on you, and one of your buddies just happened to have one of your guns in an area like that, like in Illinois. Now, do you guys have a gun registry in place?
No, we do not. However, the state does have a list of the number of call-ins that you've had and who made the call-ins, and they can contact those people to get the information about what guns you should have. But, you know, a lot of people have off-the-books guns. And you can also say, you know, I lost them in a boating accident, or, you know, I turned it into Chicago gun buyback. You know, who's to say any different? But, you know, preparing for the red flag is kind of twofold. One, it's not so much to obstruct the law, but once the final hearing is issued or held, and the judge rules that you're a sane and normal individual, perfectly fine for gun ownership, in Illinois, you got to wait for the state police to reissue that FOID card and your carry license and all that good stuff. If you've got your gun stored at a friend's house, you don't have to wait for the state police to give you your guns back 3 months later. You can get them within a couple of days, and if you're so inclined, you can move or temporarily change to be out of state where you don't need a FOID card, and you can still protect yourself and all that good stuff. You just don't have to wait for the state.
I've never asked this question, but I've never talked to anybody that actually lives in a state like this. We got about 2 minutes. Once the judge comes back and says, you, are, sir, are a sane man, and we will not infringe upon your rights any further, Can somebody, as soon as that is, has been found, can somebody turn right around and try to put another red flag order out on you?
I suppose they could. However, I think it would go a long way to another judge to have seen, you know, look, this guy had a red flag order placed against him by this complainant. And in a hearing, a judge ruled that he was perfectly of sound mind and not a danger to himself or the community. And I think another judge would look really long and hard before he issued another red flag order against
an
individual. Yes, I would hope so as well.
I would hope so. I would like to see that judge that looked at the FOID cards. I'd like to see him in charge of that stuff. That'd be good.
Amen to that. But there's a lot of it being used in divorce hearings already as tools to gain leverage in divorces for property and custody negotiations and all that. So it's already being misused.
Before we run out of time, tell them everybody one more time where they can find you and what you do.
You can find me at GunsSaveLife.com or The Truth About Guns. I do the daily everyday carry pocket dumps every night. So you can catch me there every day, plus the other articles, and, of course, at GunsSaveLife.
Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks for having me, Bill. I really appreciate it. It's been fun.
Yes, sir. This one. Last time we were out there under a false sense of this is what we're going to do, and I was wrong. So this time we did a little pre-planning. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.